470. Man after death is such as his life had been in the world. Every Christian knows from the word that one's own life awaits him after death. For it is there said in many passages that man will be judged and rewarded according to his deeds and works. And no one who thinks from good and from real truth can help seeing that he who lives well goes to heaven and that he who lives wickedly goes to hell. But the evil man is unwilling to believe that his state after death is according to his life in the world. He thinks, especially when he is sick, that heaven is granted to everyone out of pure mercy, whatever his life may have been, and that this is done in accordance with his faith, which he separates from life. 471. That man will be judged and rewarded according to his deeds and works is declared in many passages in the Word, some of which I will here quote. The Son of Man shall come in the glory of his Father with his angels, and then he will render unto everyone according to his works. Blessed are the dead that die in the Lord, yea, saith the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors, for their works follow them. I will give to everyone according to his works. I saw the dead, small and great, standing before God. And the books were opened, and the dead were judged out of the things that were written in the books according to their works. The sea gave up the dead that were in it, and death and hell gave up those that were in them. And they were judged everyone according to their works. Behold, I come, and my reward is with me, to give to everyone according to his works. Everyone that heareth my words and doth them I will liken to a prudent man. But everyone that heareth my words and doth them not is likened to a foolish man. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of the heavens, but he that doth the will of my Father who is in the heavens. Many will say unto me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and through thy name cast out demons, and in thy name done many mighty works? But then will I confess to them, I know you not, depart from me, ye workers of iniquity. Then shall ye begin to say, We have eaten and drunk before thee, thou hast taught in our streets. But he will say, I tell you I know you not, ye workers of iniquity. I will recompense them according to their work and according to the doing of their hands. Jehovah, whose eyes are open upon all the ways of men, to give to everyone according to his ways and according to the fruit of his works, I will visit upon his ways and recompense to him his works. Jehovah doth with us according to our ways and according to our works. In foretelling the last judgment the Lord recounts nothing but works, teaching that those that have done good works will enter into eternal life, and those that have done evil works will enter into damnation, as in Matthew, and in many other passages that treat of the salvation and condemnation of man. It is clear that works and deeds constitute the outward life of man, and that the quality of his inward life is made evident in them. 472. But by deeds and works, what they are inwardly is here meant, and not the way they outwardly appear. For everyone knows that every deed and work goes forth from the man's will and thought. Otherwise it would be nothing but a movement like that of an automaton or image. Consequently, a deed or work viewed in itself is merely an effect that derives its soul and life from will and thought, even to the extent that it is nothing but will and thought in effect, and thus is will and thought in outward form. From this it follows that a deed or work is in quality such as are the will and thought that produce it. If the thought and will are good, the deeds and works are good. But if the thought and will are evil, the deeds and works are evil, although in outward form they appear alike. 1,000 men may act alike, that is, may do like deeds, so alike in outward form as to be almost undistinguishable, and yet each one regarded in itself be different, because from an unlike will. For example, when one acts honestly and justly with a companion, one person may do it for the purpose of appearing to be honest and just out of regard to himself and his own honor, another out of regard to the world and gain, a third out of regard to reward and merit, a fourth out of regard to friendship, a fifth from fear of the law and the loss of reputation or employment, a sixth that he may draw someone to his own side, even when he is in the wrong, a seventh that he may deceive, and others from other motives. In all these instances, although the deeds are good in appearance, since it is a good thing to act honestly and justly with a companion, they are nevertheless evil, because they are done, not out of regard to honesty and justice and for the love of these, but out of regard to love of self and the world which are loved. And honesty and justice are made to serve that love as servants serve a Lord, whom the Lord despises and dismisses when they fail to serve him. In outward form those act in a like way who act honestly and justly with a companion because they love what is honest and just. Some of these act from the truth of faith or from obedience, because the word so commands, some from the good of faith or from conscience, because from a religious motive, some from good of charity towards the neighbor because his good should be regarded, some from the good of love to the Lord because good should be done for the sake of good, as also what is honest and just should be done for the sake of honesty and justice. And this they love because it is from the Lord, and because the divine that goes forth from the Lord is in it, and consequently regarded in its very essence it is divine. The deeds or works of such are inwardly good, and therefore are outwardly good also. For, as has been said above, deeds or works are precisely such in quality as the thought and will from which they proceed. And apart from thought and will they are not deeds and works, but only inanimate movements. All this explains what is meant in the word by works and deeds. 473. As deeds and works are from the will and thought, so are they from the love and faith. Consequently, they are such as the love and faith are. For it is the same thing whether you say one's love or his will, and it is the same thing whether you say one's faith or his established thought. For that which a man loves he wills, and that which a man believes he thinks, and when a man loves what he believes he also wills it and as far as possible does it. Everyone may know that love and faith are within man's will and thought, and not outside of them. For love is what kindles the will, and the thought is what it enlightens in matters of faith. Therefore only those that are able to think wisely are enlightened, and in the measure of their enlightenment they think what is true and will it, or what is the same, they believe what is true and love it. As all things that exist according to order in the universe have relation to good and truth, so in man all things have relation to will and understanding, for the reason that the will is a recipient of good and the understanding a recipient of truth. It amounts to the same whether you say truth or faith, for faith belongs to truth and truth belongs to faith. And it amounts to the same whether you say good or love, for love belongs to good and good belongs to love. From this it follows that the understanding is a recipient of faith, and the will a recipient of love. And since the understanding of man is capable of receiving faith in God and the will is capable of receiving love to God, man is capable of being conjoined with God in faith and love, and he that is capable of being conjoined with God in love and faith can never die. 474. But it must be understood that it is the will that makes the man, while thought makes the man only so far as it goes forth from the will, and deeds and works go forth from both. Or what is the same, it is love that makes the man, and faith only so far as it goes forth from love, and deeds or works go forth from both. Consequently, the will or love is the man himself, for whatever goes forth belongs to that from which it goes forth. To go forth is to be brought forth and presented in suitable form for being perceived and seen. All this makes clear what faith is when separated from love, namely, that it is no faith, but mere knowledge, which has no spiritual life in it. Likewise what a deed or work is apart from love, namely, that it is not a deed or work of life, but a deed or work of death, which possesses an appearance of life from an evil love and a belief in what is false. This appearance of life is what is called spiritual death. The will of man is the very being of his life, because it is the receptacle of love or good, and the understanding is the outgo of life therefrom, because it is the receptacle of faith or truth. Thus the life of the will is the chief life of man, and the life of the understanding proceeds therefrom. In the same way as light proceeds from fire or flame, from this it follows that man is man by virtue of his will and his understanding therefrom. Every man is loved and esteemed by others in accordance with the good of his will and of his understanding therefrom. For he that wills well and understands well is loved and esteemed, and he that understands well and does not will well is set aside and despised. After death man continues to be such as his will is, and his understanding therefrom. Consequently, after death man continues to be such as his love is, and his faith therefrom. And whatever belongs to his faith and not also to his love then vanishes, because it is not in the man, thus not of the man. 475. Again, it must be understood that in deeds or works the whole man is exhibited, and that his will and thought or his love and faith, which are his interiors, are not complete until they exist in deeds or works, which are his exteriors, for these are the outmosts in which the will and thought terminate, and without such terminations they are interminate, and have as yet no existence, that is, are not yet in the man. To think and to will without doing, when there is opportunity, is like a flame enclosed in a vessel and goes out, also like seed cast upon the sand, which fails to grow, and so perishes with its power of germination. But to think and will and from that to do is like a flame that gives heat and light all around, or like a seed in the ground that grows up into a tree or flower and continues to live. Everyone can know that willing and not doing, when there is opportunity, is not willing. Also that loving and not doing good, when there is opportunity, is not loving, but mere thought that one wills and loves, and this is thought separate, which vanishes and is dissipated. Love and will constitute the soul itself of a deed or work, and give form to its body in the honest and just things that the man does. This is the sole source of man's spiritual body, or the body of his spirit. That is, it is formed solely out of the things that the man does from his love or will. In a word, all things of man and his spirit are contained in his deeds or works. Interior things flow in successively into exterior things even down to the extreme or outmost, and there they come forth and have permanent existence. They not only flow in, but in the outmost they form the simultaneous, in what order? Thereby all interior things are held together in connection, and have permanent existence. Deeds or works are the outmosts which contain the interiors. Therefore being recompensed and judged according to deeds and works is being recompensed and judged in accordance with all things of one's love and faith, or of his will and thought, because these are the interiors contained in deeds and works. 476. All this makes clear what the life is that awaits man after death, namely, that it is his love and his faith therefrom, not only in potency, but also in act, thus that it is his deeds or works, because in these all things of man's love and faith are contained. 477. It is man's ruling love that awaits him after death, and this is in no way changed to eternity. Everyone has many loves, but they are all related to his ruling love, and make one with it or together compose it. All things of the will that are in harmony with the ruling love are called loves, because they are loved. These loves are both inner and outer, some directly connected and some mediately, some nearer and some more remote. They are subservient in various ways. Taken together they constitute a kingdom, as it were, such being the order in which they are arranged in man, although man knows nothing whatever about that arrangement. And yet something of it is made manifest to him in the other life, for the spread of his thought and affection there is in accordance with the arrangement of his loves, his thought and affection extending into heavenly societies when the ruling love is made up of the loves of heaven, but into infernal societies when it is made up of the loves of hell. That all the thought and affection of spirits and of angels has extension into societies may be seen above, in the chapters on the wisdom of the angels of heaven, and on the form of heaven which determines affiliations and communications there. 478. But what has been said thus far appeals only to the thought of the rational man, that it may also be presented to the perception derived from the senses. I will add some experiences by which it may be illustrated and confirmed. First, man after death is his own love or his own will. Second, man continues to eternity such as his will or ruling love is. Third, the man who has heavenly and spiritual love goes to heaven, while the man who has corporeal and worldly love and no heavenly and spiritual love goes to hell. Fourth, unless faith is from heavenly love, it does not endure in man. Fifth, love in act, that is, the life of man, is what endures. 479. Man after death is his own love or his own will. This has been proved to me by manifold experience. The entire heaven is divided into societies according to differences of good of love, and every spirit who is taken up into heaven and becomes an angel is taken to the society where his love is, and when he arrives there he is, as it were, at home, and in the house where he was born. This the angel perceives, and is affiliated with those there that are like himself. When he goes away to another place he feels constantly a kind of resistance, and a longing to return to his like, thus to his ruling love. Thus are affiliations brought about in heaven, and in a like manner in hell, where all are affiliated in accordance with loves that are the opposites of heavenly loves. It has been shown above that both heaven and hell are composed of societies, and that they are all distinguished according to differences of love. That man after death is his own love might also be seen from the fact that whatever does not make one with his ruling love is then separated and as it were taken away from him. From one who is good everything discordant or inharmonious is separated and as it were taken away, and he is thus led into his own love. It is the same with an evil spirit, with the difference that from the evil truths are taken away, and from the good falsities are taken away. And this goes on until each becomes his own love. This is effected when the man's spirit is brought into the third state, which will be described hereafter. When this has been done, he turns his face constantly to his own love, and this he has continually before his eyes, in whatever direction he turns. All spirits, provided they are kept in their ruling love, can be led wherever one pleases, and are incapable of resistance, however clearly they may see that this is being done, and however much they may think that they will resist. They have often been permitted to try whether they could do anything contrary to their ruling love, but in vain. Their love is like a bond or a rope tied around them, by which they may be led and from which they cannot loose themselves. It is the same with men in the world who are also led by their love, or are led by others by means of their love, but this is more the case when they have become spirits, because they are not then permitted to make a display of any other love, or to counterfeit what is not their own. All interaction in the other life proves that the spirit of man is his ruling love, for so far anyone is acting or speaking in accord with the love of another, to the same extent is the other plainly present, with full, joyous, and lively countenance. But when one is speaking or acting contrary to another's love, to that extent the other's countenance begins to be changed, to be obscured and undiscernible, until at length he wholly disappears as if he had not been there. I have often wondered how this could be, for nothing of the kind can occur in the world. But I have been told that it is the same with the spirit in man, which when it turns itself away from another ceases to be within his view. Another proof that a spirit is his ruling love is that every spirit seizes and appropriates all things that are in harmony with his love, and rejects and repudiates all that are not. Everyone's love is like a spongy or porous wood, which imbibes such fluids as promote its growth, and repels others. It is also like animals of every kind, which know their proper food and seek the things that agree with their nature, and avoid what disagrees, for every love wishes to be nourished on what belongs to it. Evil love by falsities and good love by truths. I have sometimes been permitted to see certain simple good spirits desiring to instruct the evil in truths and goods, but when the instruction was offered them they fled far away, and when they came to their own they seized with great pleasure upon the falsities that were in agreement with their love. I have also seen good spirits talking together about truths, and the good who were present listened eagerly to the conversation, but the evil who were present paid no attention to it, as if they did not hear it. In the world of spirits ways are seen, some leading to heaven, some to hell, and each to some particular society. Good spirits go only in the ways that lead to heaven, and to the society there that is in the good of their love, and do not see the ways that lead elsewhere, while evil spirits go only in the ways that lead to hell, and to the society there that is in the evil of their love, and do not see the ways that lead elsewhere, or if they see them have no wish to enter them. In the spiritual world these ways are real appearances, which correspond to truths or falsities, and this is why ways have this signification in the word. By this evidence from experience what has previously been affirmed on the ground of reason is made more certain, namely, that every man after death is his own love and his own will. It is said one's own will because everyone's will is his love. A way, a path, a road, a street, and a broad street signify truths leading to good, or falsities leading to evil. To sweep away means to prepare for the reception of truths. To make known the way means, in respect to the Lord, to instruct in truths that lead to good. 480. Man after death continues to eternity such as his will or ruling love is. This, too, has been confirmed by abundant experience. I have been permitted to talk with some who lived 2,000 years ago, and whose lives are described in history, and thus known, and I found that they continued to be just the same as they were described. That is, in respect to the love out of which and according to which their lives were formed. There were others known to history that had lived 17 centuries ago, others that had lived 4 centuries ago, and 3, and so on, with whom I was permitted to talk, and I found that the same affection still ruled in them, with no other difference than that the delights of their love were turned into such things as correspond. The angels declare that the life of the ruling love is never changed in anyone even to eternity, since everyone is his love. Consequently, to change that love in a spirit is to take away or extinguish his life, and for the reason that man after death is no longer capable of being reformed by instruction, as in the world, because the outmost plane, which consists of natural knowledges and affections, is then quiescent and not being spiritual cannot be open, and upon that plane the interiors pertaining to the mind and disposition rest as a house rests on its foundation, and on this account such as the life of one's love had been in the world such he continues to be to eternity. The angels are greatly surprised that man does not know that everyone is such as his ruling love is, and that many believe that they may be saved by mercy apart from means, or by faith alone, whatever their life may be, also that they do not know that divine mercy works by means, and that it consists in man's being led by the Lord, both in the world and afterwards to eternity, and that those who do not live in evils are led by the divine mercy. And finally, that faith is affection for truth going forth from heavenly love, which is from the Lord. 481. The man who has heavenly and spiritual love goes to heaven, while the man who has corporeal and worldly love and no heavenly and spiritual love goes to hell. This has been made evident to me from all whom I have seen taken up into heaven or cast into hell. The life of those taken up into heaven had been derived from a heavenly and spiritual love, while the life of those cast into hell had been derived from a corporeal and worldly love. Heavenly love consists in loving what is good, honest, and just, because it is good, honest, and just, and in doing this from love, and those that have this love have a life of goodness, honesty, and justice, which is the heavenly life. Those that love what is good, honest, and just, for its own sake, and who do this or live it, love the Lord above all things, because this is from Him. They also love the neighbor, because this is the neighbor who is to be loved. But corporeal love is loving what is good, honest, and just, not for its own sake but for the sake of self, because reputation, honor, and gain can thus be acquired. Such, in what is good, honest, and just, do not look to the Lord and to the neighbor, but to self and the world, and find delight in fraud, and the goodness, honesty, and justice that spring forth from fraud or evil, dishonesty, and injustice, and these are what are loved by such in their practice of goodness, honesty, and justice. As the life of everyone is determined by these different kinds of love, as soon as men after death enter the world of spirits they are examined to discover their quality, and are joined to those that are in alike love, those that are in heavenly love to those that are in heaven, and those that are in corporeal love to those that are in hell. And after they have passed through the first and second state they are so separated as to no longer see or know each other, for each one becomes his own love, both in respect to his interiors pertaining to his mind, and in respect to his exteriors pertaining to his face, body, and speech, for everyone becomes an image of his own love, even in externals. Those that are corporeal loves appear gross, dusky, black, and misshapen, while those that are heavenly loves appear fresh, bright, fair, and beautiful. Also in their minds and thoughts they are wholly unlike, those that are heavenly loves being intelligent and wise, while those that are corporeal loves are stupid and as it were silly. When it is granted to behold the interiors and exteriors of thought and affection of those that are in heavenly love, their interiors appear like light, and some like a flamy light, while their exteriors appear in various beautiful colors like rainbows. But the interiors of those that are in corporeal love appear as if black, because they are closed up, and the interiors of some who are interiorly in malignant deceit appear like a dusky fire. But their exteriors appear of a dirty color, and disagreeable to the sight. Those that are in corporeal love see nothing in the light of heaven. To them the light of heaven is thick darkness. But the light of hell, which is like light from burning coals, is to them as clear light. Moreover, in the light of heaven their inward sight is so darkened that they become insane. Consequently they shun that light and hide themselves in dens and caverns, more or less deeply in accordance with the falsities in them derived from their evils. On the other hand, those who are in heavenly love, the more interiorly and deeply they enter into the light of heaven, see all things more clearly and all things appear more beautiful to them, and they perceive truths more intelligently and wisely. Again, it is impossible for those who are in corporeal love to live at all in the heat of heaven, for the heat of heaven is heavenly love, but they can live in the heat of hell, which is the love of raging against others that do not favor them. The delights of that love are contempt of others, enmity, hatred, and revenge. And when they are in these delights, they are in their life, and have no idea what it is to do good to others from good itself and for the sake of good itself, knowing only what it is to do good from evil and for the sake of evil. Those who are in corporeal love are unable to breathe in heaven. When any evil spirit is brought into heaven, he draws his breath like one struggling in a contest, while those that are in heavenly love have a freer respiration and a fuller life the more interiorly they are in heaven. All this shows that heaven with man is heavenly and spiritual love, because on that love all things of heaven are inscribed. Also that hell in man is corporeal and worldly love apart from heavenly and spiritual love, because on such loves all things of hell are inscribed. Evidently, then, he whose love is heavenly and spiritual enters heaven, and he whose love is corporeal and worldly apart from heavenly and spiritual love enters hell. In the highest sense, the Lord is the neighbor, because he is to be loved above all things. But loving the Lord is loving what is from him, because he himself is in everything that is from him. Thus it is loving what is good and true. Loving what is good and true which is from the Lord is living in accordance with good and truth, and this is loving the Lord. Every man and every society, also one's country and the church, and in a universal sense the Lord's kingdom, are the neighbor, and doing good to these from a love of good in accord with their state is loving the neighbor. That is, their good that should be consulted is the neighbor. Moral good also, which is honesty, and civil good, which is justice, are the neighbor, and to act honestly and justly from the love of honesty and justice is loving the neighbor. Thus charity towards the neighbor extends to all things of the life of man, and loving the neighbor is doing what is good and just, and acting honestly from the heart, in every function and in every work. The doctrine in the ancient church was the doctrine of charity, and from that they had wisdom. 482. Unless faith is from heavenly love, it does not endure in man. This has been made clear to me by so much experience that if everything I have seen and heard respecting it were collected, it would fill a volume. This I can testify, that those who are in corporeal and worldly love apart from heavenly and spiritual love have no faith whatever, and are incapable of having any. They have nothing but knowledge or a persuasion that a thing is true because it serves their love. Some of those who claimed that they had faith were brought to those who had faith, and when they communicated with them they perceived that they had no faith at all, and afterwards they confessed that merely believing what is true and believing the word is not faith, but that faith is loving truth from heavenly love, and willing and doing it from interior affection. Moreover, they were shown that their persuasion which they called faith was merely like the light of winter, in which light, because it has no heat in it, all things on the earth are bound up in frost, become torpid, and lie buried under the snow. As soon, therefore, as the light of persuasive faith in them is touched by the rays of the light of heaven, it is not only extinguished but is turned into a dense darkness, in which no one can see himself, and at the same time their interiors are so obscured that they can understand nothing at all, and at length become insane from falsities. Consequently, with such, all the truths that they have known from the word and from the doctrine of the church, and have called the truths of their faith, are taken away, and they imbibe in their place every falsity that is in accord with the evil of their life. For they are all let down into their loves and into the falsities agreeing with them. And they then hate and abhor and therefore reject truths, because they are repugnant to the falsities of evil in which they are. From all my experience in what pertains to heaven and hell, I can bear witness that all those who from their doctrine have professed faith alone, and whose life has been evil, are in hell. I have seen many thousands of them cast down to hell. 483. Love in act, that is, the life of man, is what endures. This follows as a conclusion from what has just been shown from experience, and from what has been said about deeds and works. Love in act is work and deed. 484. It must be understood that all works and deeds pertain to moral and civil life, and therefore have regard to what is honest and right, and what is just and equitable. What is honest and right pertaining to moral life, and what is just and equitable to civil life. The love from which deeds are done is either heavenly or infernal. Works and deeds of moral and civil life, when they are done from heavenly love, are heavenly. For what is done from heavenly love is done from the Lord, and everything done from the Lord is good. But the deeds and works of moral and civil life when done from infernal love are infernal. For what is done from this love, which is the love of self and of the world, is done from man himself, and everything that is done from man himself is in itself evil. For man regarded in himself, that is, in regard to what is his own, is nothing but evil. Man's own consists in loving himself more than God, and the world more than heaven, and in making nothing of his neighbor in comparison with himself. Thus it consists in the love of self and of the world. Man is born into this own, and it is dense evil. From what is man's own, not only every evil but also every falsity is derived. The evils that are from what is man's own are contempt for others, enmity, hatred, revenge, cruelty, deceit. So far as what is man's own rules, the good of love and the truth of faith are either rejected or suffocated or perverted. What is man's own is hell in him. The good that man does from what is his own is not good, but in itself is evil.